10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Goddamn, it's that time again. Episode number 3, ready to drop. Alright, Around the Block Podcast, let's end that radio, man. Let's get it.
Pull up in a Porsche truck with the peanut butter guts, that cash, live it up. BB, yeah, we can't be touched, baby. Yeah, Pull up in a Porsche truck with the peanut butter guts, that cash.
Yeah, man. Yo, we back at it again, man. Around the Block Podcast, episode number 3, man. Let's make some fucking noise. Yeah. Yeah, man, we back, man. Around the Block Podcast, episode number 3. Nah, man, we got a dope ass interview today with none other than the boy Blue Diamond, man. All the way from Brooklyn, New York. Nah, man, so we gonna tap in with him a little bit later on, actually via Instagram Live. So if you wanna tap in and see what's going on with that, man, I highly advise you to do that. Nah, man. Got a couple dope artists that I'm playing on the podcast today, man. A couple topics that we're going to touch on. But we're going to get things started with the boy, Goody Guns. Last episode, I actually called him Goody Guns, but his name is Goody Guns. My bad, Goody. My fault, Bob. Man, so we're going to jump into it. Goody Guns with 5 a.m. on the Round the Block Podcast / Internet Radio. Let's go.
Might as well give it some life. Don't you never hear me again. I'm like that feeling of life. Ain't no prototype that can photocrop my quarters of life. That's the first, second, and fourth. I'm now emerging in Christ. That's time after that time capsule. That rhymes backwards. I took time to reverse mine and remind assholes. Look, it's coalition time. Prolific minds that coexist with no insistent time. I'm in a zone with Cole and Kendrick minds. I mean, I'm cold. I'm on a bow. I got that fishing line. But don't you go debating or get fishing fried. They can't define a biochemist when it's pen allowed menace. Nigga, I'm back at it like a round of tennis. You mild nourish, loud tenants. I'm padlocking the doors and leave the child in it. Nigga, my style winning. I feel replenished, I'm still embedded with ill genetics. They feel the leverage being shifted if I feel to let it go. No, this ain't even fair. Your DNA can never match my peak of human hair. I mean, I'm unhuman, they seeking a new compare. I mean, I'm fresh, humans are easily cop the stairs. Yeah, there's some shit that needs some addressing. Shooting little kids like I'm supposed to respect it. When we was shooting shit, we made sure they wasn't affected. But it's the type of shit that you goofy niggas respecting, huh? Yeah, every verse cursing emerges. Every turf, dirt, and surface is where I'm usually lurking. Look, I'm one of the hottest. They wanted a guy to give them a guidance. A moment of silence for any new nigga who thinking he wild and flicking the finger and give him the itis. This is officially giving them problems. Yeah, I can usually switch flows. I'm a genius, Yeezy, Diplo. Musically fixed, foe, easy layups, I'm 6-4. And this is the type of shit that got niggas on tiptoe. Don't step into my house, this more than a zip code. 19-1-4, zero to shit's code. But I done been anemic of seeing the shit flows. And now I don't believe him, I'm seeing them drip go. He the realest cause his money, I'm seeing his click broke. You try and stay afloat, overseeing them switch boats. I'm trying to stay a goat while I'm feeding my kids, bro. Yeah. It's fair to say I gave niggas a spoon and fork. You know. But some taste the money, avoiding the food, of course. What? Enjoy the bread and water while getting a fool, of course. Count the blessings, not the pockets, I'm wondering who the source. Amen. Y'all niggas doing the most. I'm probably out in Cali, just riding out on the coast. Green bottle, clear glass, followed up with a toast. That's me, Brian Belly, just riding out on a boat. I'm lying out all the foes, that's family I don't fuck with. Lying about them, but fuck it, man, I was riding for nothing. Had a nigga lend me money, but telling lies to the public. Like I ain't helped the nigga when he was pissing in buckets. If it's one thing I learned, that L is not a loss. If you wake up, go to work, the nigga, you a boss. Got food to feed the kids, the nigga, you the source. I hate to disconnect what they saying about a plug. That's saying that you relying on another nigga's drug. I don't care for the stories about you being in jail. Tell your kids that you made it, now that's keeping it real. The shit is easy for the system to have you sitting in hell. See, we the reason why the system is called the system itself. I'm real, but it ain't tatted on my face. All these nights chasing bags at a year up on my face. Knees deep, knees sleeps, trying to figure out this race.
Ain't never a finish line when you attempt to be the great. Wait, I'm officially here to stay.
Yeah, man, we back at it again, man. That was the cut by the boy Goody Guns called 5 a.m., man. Philly artist, man, he dope. Nah, man, he been the lad working like crazy, dropping bars after bar after bar, and bomb after bomb after bomb, man. We can't wait for his project to come out, man. Speaking of Philly, man, just these past 2 weeks, it's been a lot of senseless shootings going on out here, man. Like, it's, me personally, it's kind of weird to me, man. And it's like the younger generation just going wild right now. You know what I mean? It's like the Wild Wild West. You know what I mean? And saying that to say this, like, in all honesty, what's the point of it? You know what I mean? Like, what are you gaining? What are you getting out of wilding out here like that, man? Wasting your life. You know what I mean? Go out and go do something, man. Go to school. Like, it's cool to be a square. You know what I mean? They're not saying it's square like a nobody, this, that, and the third. You know what I mean? Nothing like that. But it's cool to go get a 9-to-5. It's cool to, you know, work. It's cool to stay out the way. You know what I mean? So, need y'all to tighten up, man. Need y'all to really band together. You know what I mean? Remember when this Meat track had dropped, man? Dreams versus Nightmares, how the city band together? Everybody was banging that joint. You know what I mean? Coming together, partying. That was the anthem of the city. You know what I mean? We need y'all to get back to that, man. So, speaking of that, I hope, and pray that y'all listen to this, man. And I want y'all to feel this vibe, man. That unity. Come back together. So, we ready to play Meat, Dreams versus Nightmares, man, on the Round the Block podcast. That's Internet Radio. Let's go.
Ain't this what they've been waiting for? You ready? I used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this, so I had to grind like that, to shine like this, in a matter of time I spent on some locked up shit, in the back of the paddy wagon, cuffs locked on wrist, see my dreams unfold, nightmares come true, it was time to marry the game, and I said, yeah, I do, if you want it, you gotta see it with a clear eye view, got shorty, she try and bless me like I said I chew, like a nigga sneeze, nigga please, for them trick and squeeze, I'm getting cream, never let them hoes get in between of what we started, little nigga, but I'm lying hearted, they love me when I was stuck and they hate it when I departed, I go and get it regardless, draw it like I'm an artist, no crawling, went straight to walking with foreigns in my garages, all foreign bitches menaging, fucking sucking and swallowing anything for a dollar, they tell me get him, I got him, I did it without an album, I did shit with Mariah. Little nigga, I'm on fire. Icy as a hockey ring. Philly nigga, I'm flyer. When I bought the Rolls Royce, they thought it was lease. Then I bought that new Ferrari. Hey, to rest in peace. Hey, to rest in peace. Rest in peace to the parking lot. Phantom so big, can't even fit in the parking spot. You ain't talking about my niggas, then what you talking about? Gangsters move in silence, nigga, and I don't talk a lot. I don't say a word. I don't say a word, was on my grind and now I got what I deserve. Fuck nigga, hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished? When I bought a Aston Martin, y'all thought it was rented? Flexing on these niggas, I'm like Papa on the spinach. Double M, yeah, that's my team, Rose, the captain, I'm lieutenant. I'm the tech cannon, casting grind like I'm broke. That Lambo, my new bitch, she'll ride like my ghost. I'm riding around my city with my hands strapped on my toes. Cause these niggas want me dead, and I gotta make it back home. Cause my mama need that bill money, my son needs some milk. These niggas try to take my life, they fuck around, get killed. You fuck around, you fuck around, you fuck around, get smoked. Cause these Philly niggas I pull with me, don't fuck around, no joke. No, all I know is murder. When it come to me, I got young niggas that's rolling, I got niggas throwing bees. I done did the DOA, I done did the KODs. Every time I'm in that bitch, I get to throwing 30 G's. But now I'm hanging out that drop head, I'm riding down no collar. They let my nigga earn back home, that young nigga be wildin'. We young niggas, we mobbin', like Batman and we're robbin'. And this two-door Maybach with my seat on reclining, I'm like, real nigga, what up? Real nigga, what up? If you ain't about that murder game, then pussy nigga, shut up. If you dip me in your ass, I get your pussy ass stuck up. When you touch down in my hood, no, that tour life ain't good. Kept me down in MIA, and that heat game on wood. With that Puma life on my feet, like that little engine I could. Boy, I slide down in your block, bike on 12 o'clock. And they be throwing deuces, I'm the same nigga they watch. And I'm the king of my city, cause I'm still calling them shots. And these lames talking that bullshit, the same niggas that flop. I'm the same nigga from First Street with them neck braids that lock. The same nigga that came up and I had to wait for my spot. And these niggas hating on me, hoes waiting on me. Still on that hood shit, my Rolls Royce on E, they gon' remember.
remember me. I say remember me. So much money at your friends turn to your enemies. And when this beef, I turn my enemies to memories. With them bricks, they go for 40, ain't no 10 to key. Hold up, broke nigga turn rich. Love the game like Mitch. And if I leave you, they ain't dumb. Pretty hoes gonna still suck my dick. It was something about that rollie when it first touched my wrist. Had me feeling like that dope boy when he first touched that brick. I'm gone.
Woo! Yeah, man, that was that Meat track, man. Dreams versus Nightmares on Around the Block Podcast. That's Internet Radio. I mean, like I said, man, like when that track came out, the city came together. Know what I mean? And y'all did some amazing things. Know what I mean? I just want everybody to get back to that, man. Get back to that unity, man. Show them why Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love. Know what I mean? So we're going to get into another track, man. Meet Big Homie. Know what I mean? Since we on the throwbacks, man, we're going to go into this Rick Ross track, Blowing Money Fast, on the Blind Around the Block Podcast. My fault. I stumbled over my own words. Around the Block Podcast. That's Internet Radio. Let's get it.
You blowing money fast on this side, nigga. Catch up, nigga. Catch up. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Whipping work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Getting work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. My Rolls Royce triple black. I'm Geechee out. Ballin' in the club. Bottles like I'm Meechee out. Rosé. That's my nickname. Cocaine running in my big vein. Self-made, you just affiliated. I built it ground up, you bought and renovated. Talking plenty capers, nothing's been authenticated. Funny, you claiming the same bitch that I'm penetrating. Hold the bottles up, where my comrades? What a fucking felons, what my dog says. I got that Archie Bunker. And it's so white, I just might charge a double. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Whipping work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Getting work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking stars. These motherfuckers mad that I'm icy. Stunt so hard, make them come and date me. I think I'm Big Meech. Look at my timepiece. It's an automere, 100 racks at least. Look at yourself, now look at me. You can't see a nigga, I'm what you used to be. Look at it this way, you niggas sideways. Always getting money, my nigga crime pays. So fuck a nigga, I'm self-made. You a sucker nigga, I'm self-paid. It's for my broke niggas, it's for my rich niggas. Got 100 on the head of a snitch nigga. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover. Whipping work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Getting work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start.
You're 36, hopefully you're bleeding fam. Words in them 36, O's in a kilogram. Blunt tip, orange like caviar. Wildin' out, fishtail and Subaru rally car. Out the passenger, letting the order matty off. An egg of that girl, I'll knock your mommy and your daddy you off. Fuck around and knock the emblem on that caddy off. Four shooters bugging out, flicking at your carry doors. And did I mention guns from Red Dead Redemption? 9 mils, 50 clip extensions. Coke is like a mattress in the hood. I'm flipping on it. And the money's like a chair. I'm sitting on it.
I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Whipping work. Hallelujah. One Nation.
under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, getting work. Hallelujah. One Nation, under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start.
Yeah, man, that was Boss Man with BMF, blowing money fast. Nah, man, that was a crazy throwback track. You know, speaking of BMF, man, last episode, I mean, it was kind of decent, nah, man. But they had a party out in Atlanta where they showed a scene where Meech was talking to somebody that's supposed to look like Tupac. Yo, when I tell you that shit crazy, man. Oh God, listen. I mean, I get it. You're not supposed to look exactly like Tupac, but come on, y'all could have did a little bit better than that, man. I mean, boy straight look like a crackhead, for real. Man, that shit was crazy. Yo, I'm sitting in here 3 o'clock in the morning crying looking at this episode like, yo, that boy is shot out. But rest in peace, Pac, man, and shout out to Tupac. Nah, man. So we're going to get into a track, classic track by Tupac, man, and Snoop Dogg, two of America's Most Wanted, man. Around the Block Podcast, that's internet radio. Let's go. Tap in.
Up out of there.
Ain't nothing but against the party.
Oh, shit.
You done fucked up, man.
You done put two of America's Most Wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time.
Y'all niggas about to feel this.
Break out the champagne glasses and motherfucking condoms. Have one on us, alright? Picture perfect. I paint a perfect picture. Bomb the hoochies with precision. My intentions to get richer with that and double OP. Dog, my fucking homie. Use a cold ass nigga on them all.
Showing up. I keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run. Now I'm back in the courtroom waiting on the outcome. Free Tupac is all that's on the niggas' mind. But at the same time, it seems they trying to take mine. So I'ma get smart and get defensive and shit. And put together a million march for some gangsters.
So now they got a slate. Two multi-millionaire motherfuckers catch a case. Bitches get ready for the throwdown. The shit's about to go down. Me and Snoop about to clash. I'm losing my religion. I'm vicious on these school pigeons. You might be deep in this game, but you got the rules missing. Niggas be acting like you're savage. They out to get the cabbage. I got nothing but love for my niggas.
I got a pit named P, she niggerina. I got a house out in the hills, right next to Chino. And I think I got a black Beamer. But my dream is to own a fly casino like Bugsy Siegel. And do it all illegal. And get scooped up by the little homie in the Regal. It feel good to you, baby bubba. You see, this is for the G's and the keys, motherfucker.
Now follow as we ride. Motherfuck the rest, two of the best from the west side. And I can make you famous. Niggas been dying for years. So how can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony. I never stop bailing needs. Motherfucking G's. If you got a better flooring, another woman. Two of America's Most Wanted.
Turn gray. Let me tell you about life and about the way it is. You see, we live by the gun, so we die by the
tell me not to roll with my Glock. So now I got a throw away, floating in the black bins. Trying to do a show a day. Hey, wonder how I live with 5 shots. Niggas is hard to kill on my block. Games for currency and double related. Affiliated with the hustlers, so we made it. So answer the question, I'm trying to get a bonus. My nigga dog ain't me, eternally the most wrong.
Ain't nothing but a gangsta party.
It ain't nothing but a motherfucking gangsta party.
Ain't
the party.
Yeah, man, straight from the west side, man. That was Tupac and Snoop Dogg, two of America's most wanted, man, on the Roundabout Podcast. That's internet radio. I mean, they came from an era where they really, had to rap, had to make music. I have these debates all the time with a lot of the younger generation as far as, like, what makes you a solid artist? Is it the beat? Is it the bars that you spit? Now, personally, I came from an era, like his said, you come from an era where you really had to rap. It's females and males included. Well, males and females included, because at that time it was more male dominated. With the exception of a couple females that entered the game and actually made strong careers out of their music. Without just having sex up. And touching on that, a lot of these female artists nowadays feel like that sex sells, and in all honesty, it does, because that's what mainstream is right now. That's every bit of piece of information and all that that's on the internet right now. It's sex, 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 sex. But it is a lot of dope female artists out there that don't use their sex persona to make great music. And speaking of one of the artists, Glorilla, big props to her, man, and her whole movement and what she's doing right now. Like, she's really putting on, for the females, the newer females at that, in the industry. So we're gonna get into a track like Glorilla called Yeah Glow. Her single will really put on the mat. We're on a Round the Block Podcast, that's internet radio. Tap in, let's go.
Won't I bet your be on the floor? Big car been here like Mayweather. Cooler come through and blow up. Got millions out there rap. They hate them, but they stole the flow. Jet back in after back in coming. I stole the show. Don't run up on that. She a head case. All she do is shoot. I signed my deal up on the PJ and hopped out a parachute. I'm geeked on next week. Bout no more features. I might just third shoot. I'm geeked on next week. Bout no more features. I might just third shoot. Yeah, glow. Stomp a little. With some shell toes. Yeah, glow. Slapping rappers and making bail. Yeah, glow. Two-tone Cartier match the nails. Yeah, glow. No competition, these sale. Yeah, glow. Curvin', no curvin', my f***ing layers. Yeah, glow. Say they get money, but I can't tell. Yeah, glow. Keep running circles around these snails. Yeah, glow. And my bumping up in the jail. On the big glow, where you been at? Mine, everywhere I'm working hard. Maybach and G-Wagon truck. Got M&M's in my garage. Quick to crank up on the you. Better not get me started. Locked in with the gangsters and players. My folks gon' keep it solid. Everything I got on new, it look like I got renovated. I'm cocky, but I was just humble. They didn't appreciate it. Young, wealthy, and ratchet. I'm the hood motivation. On top of the world now. They tried to underestimate me.
Get them glow.
Them fraudulent. You know you the truth.
Get them glow.
Stop overthinking. These can't fuck with you.
Get them glow.
Standing on business in these Chanel shoes. Before I let her play with me, I'll go eat some jail food on
gang. Yeah, glow.
Stomp a little with some shell toes.
Yeah, glow.
Slapping rappers and making bail.
Yeah, glow.
Two-tone Cartier match the nails.
Yeah, glow.
No competition. These stale.
Yeah, glow.
Curvin', no curvin', my f***ing layers.
Yeah, glow.
Say they get money, but I can't tell.
Yeah, glow.
Keep running circles around these snail.
Yeah, glow.
And my pumping up in the jail on the gang.
Yeah, glow. Yeah, glow.
Yeah, glow. Damn, that joint was fire. I'll give it up to her. Like, she making a mark in this industry. On the music tip. So, shout out to Glorilla. Keep doing your ones and twos, man. Keep making them dope, that dope music. Representing. So, I told you that we got a interview coming up with the boy Blue Diamond, man, which on the back end of this music entourage or bourgeois, whatever you want to call it. we gonna play, you know what I mean, some of his music. But before we get into that, you know what I mean, this is one of his homies from out New York, out Brooklyn, you know what I mean, called Stiv. His name's Stiv. And he got a joint out with another homie, Price, called New York Shit, off their new compilation called Ugly, UGLI. It's on all platforms, man. I want y'all to go tap in and check that joint out. So we're going to get into the music, man, on Around the Block Podcast / Internet Radio. Tap in. Let's go.
Let's go, let's go.
Yeah,
yeah. You hate too easy. Uh-huh.
Let's go, niggas.
New York City, nigga. Let's go, let's go. Huh?
Huh? I'm on my New York shit. I'm on my New York shit. I'm on my New York shit.
It ain't safe.
I'm on my New York shit. I'm on my New York shit. I'm on my New York shit.
It ain't safe.
Downtown. Huh? Back on that booking shit.
Yeah.
That Fort Greene Brooklyn shit.
6-7.
Rob, you and who you cooking with?
That name
even clapping witness. Why you looking, bitch? But nah, let's get to the cash.
Let's get it.
I know you scared, that's why I laugh. I will divide your crew, you do the math.
Do
when
it.
I put six
do
shooters on your ass, that's gangster. I'm trying to get to them Franklins, Benjamin Moore. Get in the way of that, Benjamin Moore, I paint you. Yeah, I got shooters, they ready to ride. They fiending for the beat, telling you, dog, they anxious. Yeah, I keep a heater too, I can feel it in the air. I swear to God, these niggas, they hate
they
us.
Do.
I'm just focused
do
on that
yeah
paper, away from the razor. That hater had me use the fifth with the laser.
Okay.
I'm on my New York shit. I'm on my New York shit. I'm on my New York shit.
It ain't safe.
I'm on my New York shit. I'm on my New York shit. I'm on my New York shit.
It ain't safe.
All my OGs, original dope movers. Stick up niggas, crack and coke movers. Niggas that got guns and gun moving. Started with the Trey 8, then I bought a Luger. Bird still pimping, white bitches and cougars. Cuz moved to LA, now he hollering with Hoover. 24K my neck, fuck a jeweler. My heist niggas, caught Rollies and Frank Mueller's. COD on deck, no payment flexible. Fuck with the decimals, you be a vegetable. Green on his head, walking edible. That would come off the boat, if the strip is flexible. You ain't moving with us, you playing suicide. Nigga, when we slide, make them niggas pick a side. Dead one of these niggas, touch one of the guys. Potato for the Nina, we leave a French fry. I'm on my New York shit. I'm on my New York shit. I'm on my New York shit.
It ain't safe.
I'm on my New York shit. I'm on my New York shit. I'm on my New York shit.
It ain't safe.
Stop shit. I'm on my New York shit. I'm on my New York shit. I'm on my New York shit.
It ain't safe.
I'm on my New York shit. I'm on my New York shit. I'm on my New York shit.
It ain't safe.
Yeah,
safe.
Yeah, man, I guess you can tell that them boys on their New York shit. Yeah, but that was a track by Still and Price, man, called New York Shit on their compilation called Ugly, UGLI. Man, that was a tough track, man. Shout out to all the hitters out in New York, man. That's doing their thing, man. But like I said, man, we get ready to get into it. Know what I mean, this interview popping up soon. Know what I mean, with the boy Blue Diamond. I mean, so we're going to get into a track by Blue Diamond, man, called Keep Sleeping. I mean, on Around the Block Podcast / Internet Radio. Tap in. Let's go.
Uh-huh. The hottest. Let's go. You know, that's right, Brooklyn.
I love these niggas not sleeping. Sleep, they think that I'm sleeping. got them sleeping, got them up all night. They up all night, they up, they battle planning for the peace. They know I'm about to eat and let me sleep, they not sleep. They sleep, thank God I'm sleeping, but they sleeping on me. They sleep, thank God I'm sleeping, I got them up all night. They up all night, they up all night. They got them planning for the beat. Yeah, they know I'm about to eat and let me speak.
To know me is to know me. I've always been doing that ghost shit. You ain't been nowhere, you don't know shit. You don't got movement or motion. Just talk smack till you get smacked and go back to doing your talking. I know what I got for that pop smoke to go back to Christopher Walken. The Big Mac got too many pennies. I done laid my hat and you big cat. That lifestyle don't look familiar unless you look at me and not in the mirror. You trying to be seen to be clearer. Come in and be close, I'ma keep them near. No friend of me, but I'ma keep them clear. My shooters on the roof right there and here. Got shooters in the window cause they don't care. Talking when I ain't there. I'm top dog and I'm top tier. At the top and you not there. I've been in the light and I stopped there. I had it locked like a top there. Electrifying, I had shot there. I'm out and move, you're right there. They're
not sleeping. I'm smoking, don't stop. But they sleeping on me. They sleeping, got them sleeping. I got them up all night. They up all night, they up. They battle planning for the beat. They know I'm about to eat and let me speak. They not sleeping. They sleeping, got them sleeping. But they sleeping on me. They sleeping, got them sleeping. I got them up all night. They up all night, they up all night. They got them planning for the beats. Yeah, they know I'm about to eat and let me speak. Of course, these phonies gon' change. Could never get that close. But they in my brain. Head shots when I take them out. No fire getting exchanged. Blood in my eye, not on my hands. Never ever have to explain. I clean you niggas dirty like the bottom of my foot. Like they walking on that dark side, looking blunts like soot. I got soldiers everywhere, so you gotta stay put. We ain't outside like I'm outside. That lifestyle got you shook. I'm out of sight, so my nigga, I'm 101. My bitch pop out, that's a bunch of bums. When y'all pop out, that's a bunch of bums. We're running, we coming with a bunch of guns. Heavy out here, kilo and tons. Let everything go, reloaded up. And every big old these holes are hung. These foreheads over here, shouting, most y'all sleeping. Keep ZZZZZ. Y'all counting on them sheep. My money machine keep beeping. Keep tight with no leaks in it. Flow wet, got a beach in it. Go get what I'm seeking, bitch. When you see me meeting in the trenches, they gotta be sleeping. They sleeping on me. They sleeping, got no sleep. I got them up all night. They up all night, they up all night. They battle planning for the beats. They know I'm about to eat. Now let me speak.
Yeah, man, that was the boy Blue Diamond, man. We keep sleeping. Nah, man, on the Round the Block podcast, thanks, internet radio, man. The boy, he got bars for days. Nah, man. So before we get into the interview, we're going to play one more track by him. Nah, man, called Steph Curry. The boy got shooters. Nah, man, he's shooting. Shooters going to shoot at the end of the day. So this is Steph Curry by the boy Blue Diamond, man, on the Round the Block podcast / internet radio. Tap in. Let's go.
Let's make that official. He's the best shooter in the game of basketball. Takes right after his father, right from those jeans of Del Curry. This boy is the best shooter in the game. And what's special about Stephen Curry is that he can boogie on you. He don't need help. He don't need screens. He can create his own shot off the dribble.
Let me show you niggas how to ball. Let me show you niggas what I got. Catch a body, make a nigga fall. Cause when I'm hot, I'm hitting shot after shot. You don't want that Steph Curry, nigga. Let me show you niggas what I got. Cause when I'm hot, you know I'm hitting shot after shot. Now I'm back to talking reckless. Try to hold me, but you niggas can't check this. I make the hate and I ain't looking that direction. No wonder I'm a first round selection. I'm on the block for that Draymond Green. I'm like a lesbian, I ain't worried about D. The full court press, 3-2 or 2-3. I break his own down, shoot everybody D. You know the hand doing yo-yo. Shooting blue, still a chrome, but the state of rep go low. Hit the half court and pop, and still get back, and still setting up shop. Anything foreign, the step got euros. I get it from my daddy, my pull up game pure, yo. Splash bro ready, big niggas on the block. Got a Spider-Man too, like I fuck with Peter Park. Let me show you what I got, nigga.
Let me show you niggas how to ball. Let me show you niggas what I got. Catch a body, make a nigga fall. Cause when I'm hot, I'm hitting shot after shot. You don't want that Steph Curry, nigga. Let me show you niggas what I got. Cause when I'm hot, you know I'm hitting shot after shot.
You know I'm a dime dropper. I'm out here getting a Miggy old dollars. They only wear mics, but it's me they follow. Most valuable player, I make your girl holler. My bench giving problems to your starting lineup. And subs that are banging on the follow up. I play make good hands, catch a hate make. And a bag chase to the daybreak. Drug him up, he ain't catch it, he a day late. Somebody call an ambulance, cause it ain't safe. I start busting, bone shattering, ankles break. I'm in the air somewhere, just like I levitate. The cannon on fire, I'ma let the oven bake. Nuke it if I cool off, I'm the microwave. So do whatever I say. I'm the puppet master, make you go this way and that way, I got him.
Let me show you niggas how to ball. Let me show you niggas what I got. Catch a body, make a nigga fall. Cause when I'm hot, I'm hitting shot after shot.
You don't want that Steph Curry, nigga.
Let me show you niggas what I got. Cause when I'm hot, you know I'm hitting shot after shot.
Yeah, man, that was the boy Blue Donner, man, with Steph Curry. I mean, on the Roundabout Podcast / Internet Radio. I mean, we can really try to tap in with the boy, man, so we can get this exclusive interview from him. You know what I mean? And it's going to be something special, man. We got a lot to talk about on here. You know what I mean? So let me try to get him in. First and foremost, man, before I even do that, I want to take time to shout out everybody, man, that's downloading the podcast, that's listening to the podcast, man, / Internet Radio, feedback that I'm getting, man. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, I greatly, definitely appreciate it. I mean, so we can really try to hit up the live, John. I mean, get the boy Blue on here so we can start this interview. Know what I mean? So let's try to get him on here now. Get the boy Blue on the John. All right, so we're just sitting back waiting for him to jump onto the live. And once we get him on the live, then, you know, we'll conduct this interview. But again, like I said, man, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, man, and tapping into a Round of Block podcast / Internet Radio. Like, it's really dope, like, all the feedback that I'm getting. Everybody shouting out. And artists, if y'all listening in, man, if y'all tapping in, I need everybody every week just throw submissions in. Keep throwing in submissions. You got new songs that you want to play, yo, throw that joint onto the podcast, and we going to rock out. You know what I mean? Boy, we gotta get the boy on, man. Yeah, oh, I see you, my guy, man. Yo, shout out for the submissions, too, man. You got a lot of feedback on the joints, too. All right, we're going to tap back in onto this live, John. Nah, man. I want everybody to stay put because we're going to get the boy Blue on, man, for this interview. And once we get him on for an interview, you know what I mean, it's going to be something special. I mean, oh, and speaking to, if you have any topics, man, you can hit me up at Keys, K-E-Y-Z, B-B-M-G, at yahoo.com. My fault, I'm sorry. That's K-E-Y-Z-E-N-T at yahoo.com. And you can send in, I mean, questions, topics, anything that you want to talk about. I mean, just tap in and let me know, and we'll piece it together. I mean, I think he might be ready. Let's see what we got. Yeah, we back on the live scene. But still no Blue. Blue, where you at, my boy? There you go. Yeah, I see you popped up on there. I'm great seeing you to the request right now. Tap in, my boy. There you go.
Yo.
Yo, yo. What's the deal, my guy?
Let me switch my camera around.
All right, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go, the boy, man. Yo, we got the boy on the Round the Block podcast / Internet Radio, man. Blue Diamond, man. Yo, I want you to introduce yourself real quick, man. Let them know who you are, and let's get this thing started, man. We got a lot to talk about.
True story. Yeah, what's up, world? Know what I'm saying? Like you said, know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Blue Diamond. You know, the hottest sites representing Brooklyn. You know, even if we ain't on the soul, we in a New York state of mind all day, every day. Get it? What's up, though, fam?
My God, man. Listen, blessed to start this podcast thing back up. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, so jumping right into it, man. At the back end of the podcast, know what I mean? Played two of your tracks. I played, Steph Curry.
Oh, Steph Curry.
Which kind of threw me off because I see Steph Curry up there. I'm thinking you ready to talk about some bullshit, but nah, man, you Steph Curry with the shot.
Oh yeah. I literally made references. Like, I took ball players, you know, there's NBA references, NBA players and their names, and made, you know, a metaphorical reference to the streets, you know what I'm saying?
And flip that shit. That shit was wild. That shit was wild. So what state of mind was you in when you pieced that joint together?
Oh yeah, well, you know, being from Brooklyn, you know, at the end of the day, we want to have bars at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? So that was a real creative point of my life. I was writing a whole lot, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you're writing a whole lot, you get to that point, you just want, you know, say, what's the next thing I could write? As a matter of fact, you know what, Steph Curry. I'm going to write about how, you know what I'm saying, how Chef Curry out here, lyrically.
Uh-huh.
And that's how it come about, you feel me?
So, speaking of, like, having bars and shit, man, I made a reference on the podcast when I was recording it, know what I mean, stating that we came from an era where you had to have bars. Know what I mean? Like, yo, you really got to rap. Like, you just can't get on the mic. You can't get on no beat. And you just can't just say no bullshit. You get what I'm saying? Know what I mean? So, coming from Brooklyn, know what I mean? Like, the battle rap scene, like, did you ever get into the battle rap scene out there?
Nah, that never was really my flame. Know what I'm saying? Like, that's a whole nother culture. It's definitely hip hop, but that's a whole nother thing. I ain't never really did battle raps. Like, I definitely had to get on stage and challenge motherfuckers with my songs, you know what I'm saying? Definitely had to go verse to verse with somebody, but I ain't going to necessarily sit up here and say I did the battle rap, you know what I'm saying? You leave that to them, you know what I'm saying? I song write, you know, keep it there.
Facts.
You know what I
mean? So, out in Brooklyn, where you feel like you rank yourself at? As far as being an artist, know what I mean, with your songs.
Well, rank myself?
Yeah, where you rank yourself amongst the artists out there? We're not talking like big name artists. We ain't gonna go that far.
No, know what I mean,
but like your peers, who you with right now, how do you rank yourself? amongst them.
I'm always going to rank myself top tier. You feel me, cousin? Always rank myself top tier. I know how I attack the game, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I attack the game as a connoisseur, as a fan, you know what I'm saying? And as an artist. So that's three different ways I'm approaching. So I'm going to watch it. You know, I always told people, you know what I'm saying, you can't really make music for yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to make music for the things, like how they see you, how they perceive you, you know what I'm saying? What they like from you. You got to present that. You can't be selfish and write music for yourself.
Exactly. So who would you say that was up there with you, though? Now, I mean, you ranked yourself number one. Now, I mean, you heard what Hov said. It was higher than number one. Who was up there with you, though, neck and neck?
Number one, zero. Keep that comfort. Well, want to be zero, feel free.
You ain't going no higher than that shit.
You know, more higher than that. But, you know, that's, I say that, you know what I'm saying? I still say that humbly, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I respect artistry at its highest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't look down at nobody. I just finished telling my boys, like, if you think about it, ain't no real such thing as corny music. It's no such thing as nothing whack. It's just not for you.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's just not for you. You're going to be right here, Marvin. You're going to be right here doing your numbers. But then you're going to go over here and they're going to fool you. You feel me? So, and you can't tell them it's hot. You can't tell that group of people is hot. And you can't tell this group of people is not. Such is life.
Yeah, but I mean, no, the rebuttal on that, it is some corny shit out there.
I got you. We know corny when we hit
it.
You know what I'm saying?
You trying to be modest and humble with this shit, but let's keep it funky. It really is some music out here. You're like, nah, bro, you're back to the drawing board. You ain't got it.
And guess what, though? That's we listening on the lowest level. But now let's speak on the highest level. We hit corny shit, and guess what? Some of those motherfuckers is millionaires.
Facts.
So, once again, corny.
Corny could win the race. It could have won the race if you got that work ethic. Now, I mean, so you basically saying that, like, can the work ethic be talent?
That's like a really good question, you know what I'm saying? Because actually, work ethic, I don't know if you want to call it talent, but you're working, you know what I'm saying? You're putting out a product, you know what I'm saying? You might not be good at it, but it looked decent. It tastes good. You feel me? Right? You might not be good at the mixture, you know what I'm saying? Some people like really sweet Kool-Aid. Yours might come out a little sour. Like, what the fuck? So, like, if all the kids drinking, they love it.
And so, it all depends on your taste.
Depends on your taste, kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? It took a long time for me to reach that point in my life and feel that way and start understanding. It's all about perception, you know what I'm saying? It's all about perception.
Yeah, facts.
I know somewhere somebody going to try and call me corny, but they're going to do it behind my back, but...
Yeah, they ain't going to say it to your face.
Nah, somewhere somebody probably said that shit.
So tell me where you at now. I mean, you still out in Brooklyn, or did you relocate? I mean, what's going on on the hip-hop scene with you now?
You know, so all those listeners, those are really a couple of the building, but you know, I'm out here in Atlanta right now. So,
and how the hip hop scene for you out there? Because that's one of the meccas of hip hop right now.
Right. Well, once again, I was talking to my boys, you know what I'm saying? Like, we down here in the South, they embrace, you know what I'm saying? They got a lot of love down here, but, you know, it ain't what you do, it's how you do it. You know what I'm saying? So, me, you know, I'm into writing my song structure, how I attack the scene. It's like, you know, it's like a chameleon, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to know I'm from Brooklyn, but when you're listening to my song, you're going to want to give me an ear because of the concept, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The concept, what I'm talking about, opposed to just hearing a nigga from Brooklyn and going, oh, he just spitting bars all day. I've heard that too. Saying that, you know,
Is that kind of like how a lot of people outside of New York just kind of look at y'all as they're all just spitfires. Y'all not capable of making songs, piecing together a track. Because I'm saying that, I had a debate with somebody, like, gotta be like last week. We was talking about like battle rappers and like different cities that they from. Now, I mean, mm-hmm. they're depicting. Now, I mean, you when you start hearing a nigga spit on a track, you know exactly where they're from if you've been there. Now, I mean, you know they lingo, now they talk, know they dialect, now I mean, you know they wordplay, all that. Now, I mean,
sometimes.
So saying that to say this, man told me that New York was just simply based off like battle rap. It's not artists out there that can make songs. I mean, it was going back and forth, you know what I mean? Because you had a lot of great come out of New York. Huh?
You really said that it's based on strictly battle rap?
Just battle rap. Nah, I mean, I'm going back and forth with him. Like, he's not... Now, mind you, he a young boy. Nah, I mean, he a young boy. He's not looking at the fact of who came out of New York. Nah, I mean? And just looking at, like, the underground scene and not really giving it a chance. Nah, I mean? Like...
I think it got it twisted up. They mixing competitive with battle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I think that's
what it is. We're competitive, like, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like, because that's what I'm saying. It's like, in the South, it's like, I remember right when, when I was in the military, right? When I was in the military, I was still knowing it. You gotta think, that was back like in fucking 98, 99 type shit, right?
Yeah.
So think of it ever back then. So now here I go from Brooklyn. I'm in Chicago, you know what I'm saying? In the Midwest.
Uh-huh.
I'm arguing with these niggas arguing with me that Master P better than Jay-Z. Like.
You draw.
you know what I'm saying? They going to war with me. You know what I'm saying? Mystical, Boosie, all these niggas better than Jay-Z.
Oh, they was really about it.
Yeah, they was going in. But, you know, it's like, it's a regional thing, man. You know, it's like a regional thing. And now I feel like everybody's music is mixed in. It's meshed in, son. Like, you really can't tell who's who.
In a sense, yeah, and in a sense, no. Nah, I mean, like, I get, like, with the younger generation tapping in, like, with a lot of their music, man, listening to them, they just all about that drill.
Mm-hmm.
But because I've been to a lot of different of these cities and a lot of different of these states,
mm-hmm.
I can tell by they dialect and they lingo with shit. Nah, I mean, how they piece their words together. Nah, I mean, mm-hmm. that's just like with me being out here in Philly, that whole tri-state, Jersey, Philly, Delaware. Nah, I mean, all mm-hmm. about how we talk. Nah, I mean, how we piece it together. Nah, I mean, we put words together. Yo, because for the mm-hmm. longest time, when I first came out to Philly, and I kept hearing niggas sit down and have a full conversation just using the word John, I said, right. Yo, y'all got me. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. Nah, I mean, but once I got hip to this shit and I got the dialect, I'm like, all right, cool. Now I know what that John is. You feel me? Like,
right.
Nah,
right,
I mean, right. So you saying right, that to right. say this, you still can kind of, you can kind of depict on who's who and who, where are they from based off the rap. Even though all this shit basically sound the same. That same drill be doom, 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 doom. They all doing that shit. Nah, I mean.
I just had a debate the other day. My boy think drill was born in New York, though.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? People don't really know.
Yeah.
But nah, you know.
But they taking it to a whole nother level right now with it. Nah, they like, this shit really starting like beefs with this shit.
Yeah, beefs with this shit, but I ain't about that life. I'm an OG, so I'm past that, man.
And that's what we need more of out here, nah, man. Like, just how the OGs raised us and shit, man, and brought us up and taught us different shit. We need our OGs out here, like, yo, listen, youngin, this ain't it. This was going on. Nah, I mean, like, guiding them in the right direction. Because even with the music shit, man, I feel like they setting the trend, they setting the wave with the music shit. That shit jumping right now, you know what I mean? In their sense. But they don't really know how to market themselves, you know what I mean? If you take away this internet shit, how we came up, you know how hard it'll be for a lot of artists nowadays?
Oh, yeah. Hey, yo, see, now we crawling into what, you know what I'm saying, what we was talking about earlier, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas don't be outside. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know what I'm saying? That's why I should be going on. I want that to be the title of this fucking podcast real quick. And this one specifically, niggas don't be outside, kid. Like, yo, when we was, that's the old formula too, you know what I'm saying? That's the old formula. But even though, because we didn't have the internet, so you had to come outside, you had to put your feet work in. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But now with the internet, okay, boom. They take it for granted because that's their original lifestyle. They don't even know what it was like before that. You feel me? We was able to see both transitions, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We went from putting in feet work to going, oh snap, we could sit down and push buttons?
Yeah.
You feel me? It went from that to that, whereas they already just came into the game pushing buttons like easy, just like nothing. It came, that's why they take it for granted, you know what I'm saying? So, but that's why I be telling people right now, like the OGs, you know what I'm saying? The OGs for us, niggas still can't sit down. Like the OGs can't really take advantage of the buttons but so much unless you're pumping out hits. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you ain't pumping out slam hits going viral, you got to come outside.
Not real shit.
You got to come outside. They got to see you, son. Because like, you know what I'm saying? What we were saying earlier, nobody really gives a fuck.
Real shit.
Nobody really give a fuck. I ain't no front, son. I swear on God, son, I was one of the first people writing two verse songs. I promise you.
Ew.
It's like I don't need the credit, but I remember. I remember when everybody was like, "Well, your third verse." I was like, "Fuck a third verse." I was one of the first people arguing. How many times do you hear third verse in a club?
You really don't.
You know what I'm saying? And when you go to a concert, it's only, and back then when you go to a concert, only, you know, because these niggas had hit songs, so okay, they had three verses, they would kick them because it was everybody's favorite. But other songs, they would skip through them bitches.
You couldn't even get through the catalog.
It would be two verses. Sometimes they give you the verse and the hook. So I saw shit like that early, and I started actually writing my songs like that, two verses, period. You know what I'm saying? And now look, you got motherfuckers got just one verses. One verse and it's a hook. Niggas don't even have no, just a hook. All of this shit is, everything is a hit. There's no woo. There's no woo. So, but the thing is, if niggas ain't coming outside, how is you really being hurt?
Facts. Nah, man, like, you gotta put that groundwork in, and you gotta go the fuck out there and see what the fuck is out there. Keep it funky with you. If you don't go outside, what the fuck are you going to write about? Sitting in the house?
Just recycling. Either you're recycling old bars or you're writing about somebody else's life.
Yeah, definitely. That's great.
See, I get deep in this just so like, you know what I'm saying? I'm on OG time with this shit. So I'm the type of nigga, like, I could have had couple of deals, you know what I'm saying? Like, them shit came my way, but, you know?
So why you switch your defense up on them, though?
I saw some shit. I don't even want to talk about that right here, though. I did see some shit, son. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I seen some shit that I had some experiences that made me say, oh, I threw that shit on the back burner real quick.
Yeah.
Until I figured out, all right, okay, there's a better way, you know what I'm saying? Then the digital world came, you see?
Mm-hmm.
I saw some shit before the digital world, like...
Yeah.
Dude, now I'm able to tell those kind of people, you know what I'm saying? Get the hell on.
Real shit. Do all that shit independently. On everything.
there we go, you know what I'm saying? Because we was quite independent in the beginning anyway. So, you know, for my era, being independent was the way to be, but, you know, to get a deal was just everything, you know what I'm saying? It was all about the bag, a different kind of way.
Yeah, but not knowing getting that bag, nah, man, you really ain't going to touch no bread for the first couple of years. Because a lot of people don't know what is entitled to you being signed to a label, which you end up, majority of the time, being in a 360 deal.
Especially a lot of these new artists, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and that's,
you know, I definitely been on a, like, the crossover tip, like, you know, as an artist, like, I still do the artist shit, like, but if I can help myself, son,
yeah.
I start management, you know what I'm saying? Put the entertainment together. It's really what I'm looking, it's really what I'm, like, secretly planning on. Like, I guess it ain't secret no more if I'm blasting it out there.
But, you heard it first on Around the Block.
Yeah, right? You know what I'm talking about? I didn't really be saying that shit, though. Because, like, see, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that believe in me, though. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that believe in me, want to see me do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts.
I believe in myself. But at the same time, that don't stop the fact that, you know what I'm saying, I want to do other things. It don't stop the fact that I'm only getting older. And I don't use that as an excuse, but it's not an excuse, but what it does is makes my mind is growing. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting wiser. I'm just seeing things differently. And I'm ready to attack different limbs. I see my boys is passionate about it. They want to be start. So let me take the knowledge I know. You know what I'm saying? Use them to correct mistakes that I made, right different wrongs on my path. You know? That's how I'm looking at it. You feel me?
Generational wealth. I mean, so you really getting into more of the business aspect of it now.
Pretty much, bro.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And focus on my hit making. I might drop some EPs here and there, but get into the business side. You know what I'm saying? And start writing hits. Might even start producing. Niggas didn't even know. You know what I'm saying? I made like 10 beats once upon a time.
And
one night? Saying? Like I was starting to produce. Nah, just not in one night, but in time, like, funny as shit, like, yo, I think I was using Booty Loops, I think, that would make me some Booty Loops, right?
Yeah,
I was using Booty Loops, that was back then, but I did, that's what my email stand for, you know, SLD,
yeah.
That was the product. It was SLD. It sounds like diamonds.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I was going to name my production company. I even did a joint on one of my beats and called it Nuisance with my boys, my borough gang niggas. You know what I'm saying? It was so dope. I was so dope. I was even able to complete a whole fucking song on a beat that I made. So, that's still an accomplishment for me.
Real shit. So you getting back into that too?
Yeah. I'm trying to get it all that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I see my little setup, but I got the computer and all that right here. Like, I got my little setup over here.
That's a good job.
You know?
Yeah. Definitely need like an EP or something, man. Yo, come out with another banger. Matter of fact, speaking of bangers, another joint you dropped, She Ain't Gonna Fuck. I want to ask you about that shit too. Know what I mean? Because on the last episode, know what I mean? I had made a comment about some shit that I seen on the gram. This dude had took his side bra to an Airbnb. I guess he ain't tipped or some shit, left it dirty something. But the person that owned the Airbnb has sent the video to him and his wife's personal email. So, like, was it worth it, player? Like, you spent the bag and you probably didn't even get it.
Yo, that's crazy. I mean, You can't make no excuse for these niggas crashing out, man. Yo, some of these niggas just ain't making wise choices, man. We can't.
At all.
Yeah. This shit wild. We don't mix with that type of shit right there. But yeah, ain't gonna fuck, yeah. That's definitely an ode to all the simps and the simpettes out there. You know. I wrote that just for them, you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit crazy. They're going to learn some kind of way.
Yo, it's equally gender unified, the simps and simpettes. This track for y'all.
Said correctly, right? Simps and simpettes. Hey, yo, dude, put them right on the balance scale. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to all the bitches out there getting that bag. Can't take that from them.
Nah, real shit. So, yo, is it any artist that you working with?
Anybody. Yo, I got my boys, know what I'm saying? I got my boys, the Borough Gang, know what I'm saying? My son Chachina, up there in Brooklyn. Well, I got my son Ice Pick, you know what I'm saying? He down there in Fayetteville. And I got my family. I got Steel. I got Dan Grillo. I got quite a few people. It's probably somebody I ain't thinking about. But it don't matter, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nice little coalition.
Speaking of the coalition, shout out to the coalition DJs, you know what I'm saying, out here in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? That's a real big movement now.
Oh, definitely shout them out.
Yeah, definitely a shout to the coalition DJs, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's real big. That's really becoming like family. I'm there every Monday with them, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been here, I'll be in there every Monday with the DJs of Atlanta. So, you know, outside, rubbing, you know what I'm saying? Rubbing elbow, but.
Yeah, you gotta be outside. Hashtag, you have to be outside.
Yeah, you gotta be outside.
That's
like my fam over there, you heard?
Yo, so. Make that shit go viral, y'all. Hashtag, you have to be outside. Yo, that's the theme for the summer. That's the theme all summer. Hashtag, you have to be outside.
What up, dog? Yeah, but that's a fact, though. You know what I'm saying? The OGs, they got to get it correct. You know what I'm saying? The young boys, they got it somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, the younger generation, they want to be outside. They looking for the fame more than the money. Like, they know it. And, you know what I'm saying? That's why they keep getting caught up in these bullshit deals. Because they're more into the fame. They outside. OGs, you know what I'm saying? That message for anybody sitting down on the edge. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I don't make excuses. I turtle crawl. I don't give a fuck what nobody think. I turtle crawl. I'm a one-man army. You know what I'm saying? I got to do almost everything solo. So for me, it's never, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. For me, it's, I'm getting to it.
Yeah.
I'm getting to it.
It's getting closer.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Getting closer. Turtle crawling. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? My team, you know what I'm saying? What's for me? It's for me, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm here picking my people. I know how to get out there. I really haven't really sat still for too long, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I've been traveling up and down the East Coast. Damn near every 3 years, I'm in another state.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Working and shit, like, so I never really sit down and really kick my feet up and focus on something. But, you know, maybe this is the time, you know?
Yeah. Shit, that's how you get to that bag, though, man. Like, gotta keep moving. You gotta have more than one hustle behind it. Know what I mean? And like, especially with the artistry of it. Know what I mean? With the transition that you're going through now, it's more than just get behind a microphone, spit a couple bars, put a hook together, and the piece on together. Know what I mean? Like, now I'm really getting in depth. And if you decide you want, not even want to sit down and take a deal with a label. Nah, I mean, you'll sit down with the label just to soak up their knowledge, what they know, how you can swing around something else and make your own bread. Nah, I mean, that's independency for you, man. Like, I highly advise a lot of you artists listening to this, man. Take heed. You know what I mean? It's just, that's free game for now.
For now, you know what I'm saying?
This your free game for now.
The price gonna go up. The ball, the price gonna go up, goddammit.
Nah, real shit. Maybe about a week or two. Maybe like a week or
two. Right, yeah, I need some time. Soak it up.
Real shit.
Word.
So, speaking of the boy Still, man, I played a track of his from a compilation that he got out called UGLI, called New York Shit.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't even gonna hold you, mm-hmm. girl. I fuck with the joint. Know what I mean? Like, it was a nice vibe. Know what I mean? So, y'all kind of getting together like a coalition with a whole Dreamville type feel. Know what I mean? You got a group in different locations that all spit bars.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I got an all-star squad, son. I ain't gonna hold you. And I'm critical, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm real critical. I know a lot of reasons people put shit together, you know what I'm saying? But me, I'm critical. Like, I know what it takes, you know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't been in a position to actually present that, but I'm critical, right? And I know who's up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Once I get in a position to bring all of them together, people going to see the type of shit I've been working with for all these years. You know what I'm saying? I've been down, moving around, beating on, you know what I'm saying, all these people I done gathered up. Mm-hmm. My friends and family, people going to see real soon.
Shit, so you piecing together on some Wu-Tang type shit.
I ain't gonna call it Wu-Tang, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna call it Wu-Tang, like, we're gonna let the Wu be the Wu. That's my brother. That's Big Bro favorite squad, too. Like, he in the building, like...
Oh, yeah. That's why...
Bro, what up, Shine?
That's why I threw that in there. Wu-Tang forever.
Yeah, he loves him some Wu-Tang.
Uh-huh. Yo, so...
But nah, definitely not like a Wu-Tang, son. Like...
Yeah.
That shit would be more like, it'd be more like a Def Jam, like, you feel me?
Okay.
Like, full of fucking all-stars, there's something like that, like, you know what I'm saying, like a label of entertainment, which is mad all-stars, think that just lit all over the place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, R&B, females, all of that, like, it's really the vision, I just need to sit my ass down, take my feet up, put it all together. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, got the time of the day right now.
Yeah, and they're saying work, you know what I'm saying? You gotta go to work, get the money. But then when you go to work, get the money, you ain't got the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? When just I ain't at work getting the money, I got all the time. But I ain't got the motherfucking bread to handle shit. So, the catch 22, that's why you need a team. That's why a team, you know what I'm saying, is impeccable. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Your team. Like, I don't know too many people that do it alone, but got some, but, you know, those are people that take credit. Nobody do that shit alone, man. Yeah. Anybody that say they did it alone, they stole all the fucking credit from somebody. A bunch of people.
You know, somebody man? Fucked up.
Yeah, they stole all the credit. Like, that shit crazy, bro. Yeah.
So you know anybody in the circle that stole the credit? Who stole the credit?
I don't know. Like, probably went down the list of motherfuckers, but I ain't calling my names out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Never did. You know what I'm saying?
I thought we had a drop with the podcast. Like, yo, somebody stole the credit.
That goes down in history like slavery. You know what I'm saying? People steal credit all the time. So.
Yeah, facts. All types of credit.
What's up, family? Got a couple people checking in on ins and outs. I see them popping in and out.
That's a good job. So,
word.
What's next for the kid, man? What's up?
Yeah, well, like I said, you know what I'm saying? Like, turtle calling one step at a time. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here in Atlanta now. You know what I'm saying? Like, they show love different out here. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? I don't take nothing for granted. I'm saying I don't take no handouts. The turtle crawl, you got to go outside, see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I put ink on fuck. That's gaining some traction for me. I got a couple more I be rocking with. Them shit's gaining traction too, but like we spoke about earlier, it's like put it out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't even think about it. Put it out there. See where it take you. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, and that's what I'm up to. I only been here, it's only been here 8 months right now.
Yeah.
Only been here 8 months, my guy. I ain't even been here a whole year. So, in 8 months, you know what I'm saying? Got my little studio set up, you know what I'm saying? Got my little store set up, you know what I'm saying? Started pumping my hits out, doing what I do, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't the type of person, like, I don't even, oh my God. Yeah. You know, the family got it. You know, the family got it. They got to get, their cameo.
Exactly.
Nah, but like I say, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't use old music because I make so much, I be making so much moves. It's like everywhere I'm at, I make music according to where I'm at. How I'm experiencing life where I'm at.
Yeah.
So then when I move on to the next state, like I don't feel that way no more. It could be hot music, of course. It could be hot music, but I don't feel like that no more. So, you know, I make new music. That's how I do. So my music is, you know, my shit. So now I'm making new music. But this shit gain traction, you know. I wanna blend my shit. I wanna blend my shit with the Atlanta vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
North nigga with South Flow. That's been my motto for years. So, you know what I'm saying? If I could catch somebody, you know what I'm saying? I got my boy Chaz Zanny. That's my little brother. Like, you know, he lit. Like, I mean, son lit. Like, true story. My son Zanny, I ain't even mention him. Like, true story. Like, it's another person. Like, I got a couple joints with my boy Zan. You know what I'm saying? And he Atlanta lit. Atlanta lit.
Yeah.
You feel me? So it's like, it catches vibe. He just threw me something the other day. He just threw me another collab the other day. That I probably, you know, as soon as we get off the podcast, I'll probably lay that joint.
Shit, yeah, but definitely send that through. Let's get that played on an episode.
Oh, yeah. Nah, yeah. For sure. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? It's there, like, yo, that's what I'm up to, spread the love. Like, I don't know if niggas know him in Philly where you at. You feel me? Like,
but they don't get to hear the music.
But they will through you and through people like me, you know what I'm saying? Like,
That's why we gotta keep going strong with it.
And that's what makes us important. You feel me? That's what makes us important. Like, cause I could be selfish. I could keep going everywhere, rapping. But my friends is right there. Like, it's a bunch of these niggas that I really fuck with that's fire and they don't got that outlet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I remember when I was coming, you know what I'm saying? When I was young in my little rap career, we wished, yo, I couldn't even see this far. I couldn't even see the shit that I see now. Like, I can't even believe this stuff is available. Like, these kind of people are available. I mean, good people though, you know what I'm saying? You always know the snakes out there. But I mean, good people, you know what I'm saying? I mean, really good people, son. Like, people that's doing shit. They'll do the shit before a dollar is even involved. But I thank God that I don't do no handouts. You know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with that shit. I'm ready to pay you for what you do for me. You know what I'm saying?
Bullshit.
And that kind of attitude will take you a long way. You know what I'm saying?
Bullshit. Give it back. That's a good job, man.
Bird to mommy, kid.
That's definitely a good song.
This type of time I'm on. So, like, that's why I want to get all my people, you know what I'm saying, in a position. By taking trips, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of them niggas. I ain't used to nobody pulling up on me. You know what I'm saying? I'm the one pulling up on everybody. Like, can't nobody tell, there ain't really too many people that can't tell you they ain't never seen me where they was at.
Yeah.
True story. Nobody has a, if they fuck with me, like anybody y'all fuck with, I guarantee you I pulled up where they was at, wherever they was at, son. One point of time or another. In state, out of state. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, you know what I'm saying? But the tables gotta turn around now. Like, it's like, nah. Because everybody wants something.
Yeah,
right. Everybody wants something. You know? Meet me where I'm at.
And how do you feel like you can spread that round evenly, but then still to keep your sanity at the same time?
You said what now?
I said, how do you feel like that you can still spread that love round to the people that's in your circle, but still keep your sanity and your peace at the same time?
That's cool. Not giving a fuck how nobody feel. You know, because you know what I'm saying, like if I'm putting, you know, if and that's where people, and that's the world today, man. You got people out here pumping out nothing but positivity, nothing but love, loyalty, you know what I'm saying, and you know, moving with morals, and those are the people that they try to, you know what I'm saying, suck dry. Pause. Those are people they're trying to suck dry. So it's like, I'm giving you all of this, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to our children, because they're the same fucking way. It's like, those niggas like children. So it's like, I give you all of this, but you got that to say, you got that way to feel. Get the fuck out of here. Yo, you ready, my boy? Yo, you ready, my boy? You up next. Come on.
Yeah, real shit.
You know what I mean? You up next. You know what I'm saying? Literally, and that's why I love my son 50 Cent so much. Man, I felt like that before I knew 50, so
yeah.
He has that same attitude. And I'll be like, this nigga ain't an Aquarius. Like, worry, yeah. I be tripping. Get y'all niggas out of here. We don't care about none of that soft sucker shit.
Real shit. Next.
You know what I'm sucker ducking out here. We out here sucker ducking. Like, the fuck wrong with you, baby?
Yo. Oh, shit.
Word. Don't get it, man.
No, what?
Figure that shit out.
No, what the hell did you say earlier? That's what?
Oh, that's nasty work.
That's nasty work. That's nasty work. Oh, God.
You know that big bro.
Yeah. That's a good show, man. Shit.
Yo, man, got no bullets in here. Damn, I'm tripping hard, man.
But yo, we can wrap up this interview, man. We coming up on the end of it, man. Like, definitely gotta get you back on this joint again, man. Matter of fact, it's like we was planning, come out to the A and do a live interview out there.
Do a live,
you know what I mean? Studio work, coalition, all that shit.
Yeah, come see the family, kid.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So we gonna set that up. Yo, listen, y'all heard it first on the Round the Block Podcast. That's internet radio, man. Like, videos are very, very, very valuable when they get ready to start popping soon. So I want y'all to be on the lookout, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit.
Anybody that get a whiff of this interview, remember the moral of the story, you know what I'm saying, for your artists out there, man. Y'all gotta come outside, man.
Hashtag it. You gotta come the fuck outside. Saying? Come outside.
Bro, go meet people, man. Look at them in their eyes, man. Face to face, man. Come on, man. Yeah.
Real shit. Yo, somebody put that shit on the shirt, man. Hashtag, come outside.
Nah, we outside.
We
come
outside.
Outside.
Yeah, come outside.
That's why everybody got inside, you know what I'm saying? That's a positive movement, too. So nobody don't get that mixed up, you know what I'm saying? That's a positive movement.
Real
come
shit.
Outside.
Come outside. It ain't no bitch. Just
yeah,
come outside.
Come outside, man. This shit happening, man.
Good
yeah, man. That's what up.
Yeah, but yo, definitely, man, from Around the Block Podcast, man, smashing that radio, man, stay grounded, stay humble, man, definitely appreciate you jumping on the interview, man, and we're going to have you back on again.
Yo, appreciate you, family.
You know all ready.
Yo, salute, big bro.
Yes, sir.
Yo, hit me up, fan one.
One. And that's the last rendition, man, of Around the Block Podcast, that's in that radio, man. I really hope that you enjoyed that interview by Blue Diamond, man. I want y'all to be safe out there, man, until the next one. Stay grounded, stay humble, strive for excellence, chase greatness, man. Peace.